Act 1, Scene 1 of the Somerset Academy 10th grade field trip to visit William Shakespeare's first folio. Our players are a class of high school English students. The scene is a courtyard just outside the Patricia and Philip Frost Art Museum, which opens in 15 minutes. Enter James Sutton, chair of the FIU English Department, center stage.
So how many of you read Romeo and Juliet?
About half the hands in the crowd go up.
The two star-crossed lovers.
There you go.
That kid who just quoted Shakespeare, that's 16-year-old Cameron Dawson. And he's really excited to see the 1623 edition of the First Folio, which was the first printed collection of Shakespeare's plays.
Shakespeare, he's a legend, and just to see his work firsthand is just amazing.
When he read Romeo and Juliet last year, it totally resonated with him.
There was a relationship I was once in where my mom didn't like a certain girl or something, and she didn't want us to be together, but we like kind of hid our relationship from her, you know, because we really loved each other, I guess. But yeah, that's long gone.
And with that, Dawson and his classmates are ushered into the museum. They plop their backpacks behind the front desk, climb the stairs, and at the prompting of three docents, sort themselves into side-by-side lines. The docents for the folio exhibit are English teachers from Miami-Dade County Public Schools. They trained to do this last fall.
Okay, let's come see a 400-year-old book that might be in better shape than some of your textbooks.
And then, there it is, the main action, the book that carried 18 of Shakespeare's 38 plays into our world. If it weren't for this posthumous publication, scholars suspect plays like Macbeth and Julius Caesar might have been lost. But instead, on this day, the folio is laid open to the tragedy of Hamlet. The students are silent as they approach. Just as silently, they pull cell phones from back pockets and snap pictures to post Shakespeare on Twitter. Then they mill around the room, reading famous snippets of dialogue projected onto a wall.
If music be the food of love, play on. It's pretty good.
Sophomore Guillermo Toro looks a little starstruck.
These are actually really amazing quotes that I've never seen before. It makes me want to really look into all these literatures and everything.
Just what FIU English professor James Sutton wants.
When I'm looking at these 10th graders that we have here and knowing that they'll be ours in a few years, I'm so excited that they're having this experience.
Sutton pushed to get the first folio here. It's on loan from the Folger Shakespeare Library in Washington, D.C. It's traveling to each of the 50 states and Puerto Rico. Sutton has seen his Caribbean students in particular discover parallels to their own experiences in Shakespeare's work. Take, for example, The Tempest, one of the plays saved by the folio.
We don't know that Prospero's Island was a Caribbean island. We don't know where it was. But the play, especially in this particular context, gives us all of the problematics, all of the power-mongering of the colonizing and the loss of power, the loss of language of the colonized. They get it.
Besides the folio, there are film screenings and performances. There's a symposium on Shakespeare and his Spanish contemporary Cervantes happening at the Betsy Hotel on South Beach. And across campus, there's even a 3D virtual reality tour of Elizabethan London. A few of the Somerset High School students put on special goggles and step into a room surrounded by screens. A tour guide narrates as the simulation transports them to the Globe Theater.
About 3,000 people fit in the Globe. You can kind of see
this tour was designed by an English master's student, David Frisch.
The monologue that we chose from the beginning of Henry V, it's essentially about using your imagination. He's like, you know, the stage is bare. Imagine, see the fields of France, see two monarchs.
Shakespeare was a creator of his own virtual realities.
Michael Whitmore is director of the Folger Shakespeare Library.
Theater is a great immersive art form.
Before the students leave the folio room, they're given strips of paper. One by one, the teenagers read.
Do you believe that the game is up and that the truth will out, even if it involves your own flesh and blood?
If you wish I was dead as a doornail.
The more fool you, for it is foregone conclusion that you are, as good luck would have it, quoting Shakespeare.
Quoting Shakespeare. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.